Welcome to Day 7, the 7th module of the Aeromolis Career Success Masterclass. And today we're going to be looking at interview preparation advice, the easy way to prepare and wow an interview. What it's going to be covering is the interview itself and top hints and tips to help you really perform the best that you possibly can at interview. These are down-to-earth, genuine hints and tips that'll take you through every stage of the interview, from turning up on time, building rapport with the receptionist, closing the meeting down. You know all of the stuff already. Everything that you're going to be learning here, you know already. But it's a perfect reminder to ensure that you perform at your peak and really wow at your forthcoming interviews. And whilst you're preparing to wow an interview, don't forget to register your CV with Aaron Wallace if you haven't done so already. And that's at www.aaronwallace.co.uk. That's www.aaronwallis. So far, we've learnt how to research the market, the company, you've looked at yourself as a product, you understand your strengths, your limitations, you understand your goals, your drivers, your motivators, your needs, your ambitions, where you're going. So today, we're going to combine all of this together to enable you to wow at every interview that you attend. Kicking off with first impressions count. Human beings are a very, very judgmental species. Apparently, men make a decision on whether they like someone in 2 minutes and women in 30 seconds. I think that 30 seconds is probably about 29 seconds too long for women, and I think that they instinctively, instantly make an opinion on somebody that they meet, and I think men is probably around the 30 seconds mark. But what is a fact is that it takes 20 minutes of positives to change that initial opinion that you make on somebody or somebody makes on you. So, first impressions count. Leave the Homer Simpson tie, the fluorescent pink socks in your wardrobe. Keep your appearance conservative. Dark suits, white blouse, shirt, etc. Women in particular pay close attention to hands and shoes. It's all in that attention to detail. You know, men as well, clean fingernails. Particularly men, ensure your shoes are polished. Make sure that your aftershave or your perfume is subtle. Don't overdo the bling. Keep your tattoos covered up. Also, first impressions count, turn up on time. If the journey is going to take 45 minutes, allow an hour, perhaps an hour and a quarter. Arrive early and calm, rather than just in time and frantic. En route, take 15 minutes, with the radio off, to imagine yourself in the role, your responsibilities, the requirements. If you're nervous, spend the remainder of the journey listening to some favourite loud music, particularly anthem-type songs that you can really sing your heart out to. Not only is that going to raise your endorphins, you're going to arrive totally focused, really pepped up, really in the zone, but you'll also have really exercised your vocal cords, so you won't have that swallowing in your throat that you have to do. You won't have that dryness. When you arrive, go into the reception 5 to 10 minutes early. Be friendly, be polite, be courteous, and be pleasant to everyone that you meet. The person in overalls that nods as you're sitting in reception, you don't know. That could be the CEO, it could be the MD. It's the little things that make the difference. If you found the directions easy to follow, if you like the receptionist's tie, if the flowers on reception are particularly nice, if you like the company logo, whatever you think that's really good when you walk in, say it to the receptionist, but only say it if you really mean it. PAs and receptionists are often asked their opinions, their gut feel, believe it or not, it's part of the decision process, particularly in smaller companies. So that couple of minutes of pleasantries with reception about the weather, your journey, the traffic, how easy you found them, could clinch you the role. Upon arrival, read the company's literature, sit calmly, make notes. Alternatively, remain standing, as this creates an impression of energy, importance, and, quite literally, keeps you on your toes. Smile. Smiling costs nothing, gives you confidence, and people's perceptions of you will be more and more positive. Smile at everyone you meet and pass. The perfect Hollywood smile is one where you bite into an imaginary apple. Try it in front of a mirror. It is really, really funny. Just imagine that you've got an apple in your hand, bite into it, look at yourself in a mirror. That is the Hollywood smile. Always smile with your eyes and mean it. Women in particular can pick up on a forced smile. and are more instinctive in picking up untruths, faultiness, fake laughter, and general body language through the intuition. Handshake and eye contact. Ensure your handshake is confident, but not too firm. In the UK, a solid grip, not a vice grip, and three pumps up and down of the shake is the norm. When you meet the interviewer for the first time, look into their eyes long enough to register their eye colour. Perhaps even at the same time, think of someone who they remind you of. This initial eye contact will enable you to remember them on site for the next meeting, and will enable you to remember them as a person for the future. Plan your small talk. Prepare beforehand the small talk that you will use to get through that initial sounding out each other stage. It was once described to me as two dogs sniffing each other out in the park, and that is exactly what happens when people meet for the first time. The first 30 seconds to 2 minutes, no one's really listening. They're just listening to their intuitions to try and work each other out. Talk about non-contentious current affairs, how nice the offices are, how friendly the receptionist is, how easy to find the offices were, how good the tea or coffee is. If all else fails, talk about the weather, whatever, it doesn't matter, but make sure it's positive. They want to hire a winner, not a whiner. Maintain solid but natural eye contact, nod in agreement, and use open-handed hand gestures. Take a notepad into every interview that you go to and use it. Taking a notepad will make you come across as more professional, more interested in the role, and help you remember what was discussed in order for you to prepare for the second interview. Always ask to take down notes. One, you'll get a brownie point for being polite. Let them subtly see what research you've undertaken in preparation for the meeting. And by investing in a document case where you can have your pad on the right-hand side, and your interview questions, perhaps a list of your strengths and weaknesses, your aspirations and goals on the left-hand side. When you get that tough question, you can have a quick dart down to the left and bang, you've got the answer. Build rapport and mirror the interviewer. Mirror the style of the interviewer. Subtly mirror their body language. If they lean back yourself. If they use expressive hand movements, do so yourself. Try and talk at the same pace and in the same range of tones as the interviewer. If you breathe at the same pace as the interviewer, you will find yourself communicating at a similar pace. But be natural. Don't try to be somebody that you're not, and don't only use natural body language. Overemphasized body language is really, really easy to spot. It makes you come across as staged and contrived. And I've even had interviewees come across as weird or intense because they mimicked the interviewer. So don't take this mirroring advice too literally, so just be aware of that. Listen, we've all heard the cliche, two ears, one mouth, use it in that order, and that really is imperative at interview. Listen to what's being said as much as what is. Observe body language, eye movement, and ensure that the interviewer is engaged by what you are saying. Don't monopolize the conversation. Be succinct in your answers. Don't waffle. Ask acknowledgement-seeking questions, i.e., did that answer your question, to ensure that the interviewer is engaged. Don't tell anecdotes unless they're hugely relevant to the question and are backing up your case as an example with benefits. If you're asked questions such as, give an example of a risk that you've taken, what's the biggest regret of your life, always answer them in a way that shows you in the best positive light. Skilled interviewers will lull you into a false sense of security, and before you know it, you're telling them that your idea of a perfect holiday is drinking 20 pints of lager a night and getting in a fight. First interviews tend to be a test of personality, character, basic fit. Could they see you working with the existing team? Can they see you fitting in with their corporate culture? Can they see you fitting in with the team dynamics? Could they see you working for them, etc., etc.? Ask questions throughout the meeting. The best interviews are a two-way process, where the balance of the conversation is equal. In fact, top books for interviewers say that the perfect balance should be 60-40, 60% interviewee and 40% interviewer. Prepare questions beforehand and ask them at natural points throughout the meeting. There's nothing worse than at the end of the interview, the interviewer asks, you got any questions? It's actually an invitation to close. But in response gets a list of questions like, what are the hours, why do you work here, except, you know, 20 questions. You know, a book opens up and there's the 20 questions. There's nothing worse. It's really, really unnatural. Know your facts. Know your CV inside out. Ensure that you can back up, substantiate and elaborate on any claim that you've made on your CV. Know your clients. Know your targets. Know your performance against targets. Know your processes. Take along to the interview testimonials, sales league tables, certificates of achievement, certificates of training, whatever it may be. Take it along as your brag file so that you can bring it up at interview. But it is imperative. You are going to be asked questions like, well, you've put on your CV that you achieved £1.6 million against a target of £1.1 million. How did you achieve that? And even very, very experienced sales professionals, they really fall apart at that point. So really know your CV inside out. Take your time. If you're unsure of the question or its relevance, ask for clarification. Don't be afraid to take a few seconds to compose your succinct answer to the question. That was just 3 seconds, and it went unnoticed. It shows that you're composed, and it gives you the thinking time to construct that killer answer. And if all else fails, control your nerves. If you are really, really, really nervous and you just cannot get to grip with your nerves, then imagine that the interviewer is either naked, that works, or 6 inches tall, or talks in a really, really, really squeaky cartoon accent. By doing this, you'll smile. Intuitively, they'll have to smile back. Rapport will be established and your nerves will fly out of the window. Closing the interview. If you are interested in the role, tell them. Ask how the interviewer feels about your suitability to the role. Ask what the next stage of the process will be. Show them how keen you are. And in a previous article, we went through how to close an interview. And it is imperative in a sales interview. You are a sales professional. This is a core skill. Go out and sell yourself by closing the interview. Never, ever, no matter how well you think the interview has gone, always be closing. Close every interview that you've ever, ever, ever go to and make sure that the interviewer knows that you have actually demonstrated your closing ability. Hopefully I've emphasized this point enough. Sell yourself and enjoy yourself. On day one, we looked at goals, dreams, ambitions, aspirations. Don't be afraid to discuss these at interview. It demonstrates that you're goal-oriented, you're taking your career move seriously, you've got drive, you've got purpose. Remember, if you enjoy the interview, you will shine at interview. The more planning that you do on yourself as a product, the more succinct and prepared you will come across at interview. Be enthusiastic. Sell yourself throughout. As a thank you, ask for a business card from the interviewer, and upon your return, send them a short email to thank them for their time, reiterate your interest, and follow up with any supporting documentation that you may have mentioned through the interview that could help your case, those sales league tables, case studies, testimonials, etc. If you follow the exercises here, you can now answer 60 to 70% of all common interview questions. And armed with this high statistic, you're now prepared to give your best. Your innate sales ability will carry you through the remaining 30 to 40%. You can buy books giving you all the answers to all of the main interview questions that you could ever have. And having interviewed a lot of candidates that have memorized answers to questions, they just come across as insincere, too rehearsed, too robotic. Experienced interviewers are looking beyond the actual words of the answers. They're looking to see if there's parity between what is being said and the body language that you're giving out, those unwitting testaments, those body reactions that need to be in parity with the words that you've been using. So my advice is to, by all means, read through typical questions, but do them as a dummy run. Perhaps do them as with an instinctive answer as like, but do not ever, ever learn answers verbatim. Take confidence that in knowing your strengths and having the ability to back them up with your achievements, examples and case studies, you will succeed at interview. If you go on to www.aaronwallace.co.uk and go into the career tools section and go down to common interview questions, there are about 100 common interview questions that you're highly likely to be asked at the interviews that you will be going to. By looking at yourself as a product and by going through all of these top hints and tips, you will see that you'll be easily able to answer 60 to 70% of these interview questions. But remember, do not learn them verbatim. Just get those interview questions in mind, in tune for your interview. Perhaps it's a while since you've been interviewed, but it's imperative that you do not learn parrot fashion your answers. Have complete confidence that you know who you are, where you're going, your strengths, your experience, and your achievements, and you will be fine. Just absolutely fine. So really good luck in your sales interviews. We hope that this module today has been useful to you. Thanks ever so much for downloading this audiobook. This audiobook is copyrighted to Aaron Wallace Sales Recruitment and dated 2008. Aaron Wallace Sales Recruitment is a training style of Aaron Wallace Recruitment and Training and is registered in England. Thank you for downloading this audiobook. Good luck in your sales career, and we look forward to talking to you again in the next module.